In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today I'm going to talk about aloe vera. This is a cool little plant you've heard about before, being useful for burns. It's actually useful for a lot more things than that. The first case report of aloe being used for skin and wound healing was back in 1935 when it was used for skin that was exposed to radiation burn. But it's actually useful for a lot of other things, like for sunburn, frostbite, psoriasis, cold sores, and some more, which I'm going to get into. There was one study done on psoriasis where 83% of the people were helped with the use of aloe versus the placebo group. So that was a pretty significant study result. For burns, one study showed that it decreased the number of days to heal from 16 down to 13, so healed 3 days faster than the normal without it. It can help soothe and heal stomach ulcers. It has antibacterial agents and natural healing properties that can restore the stomach lining back to health. It can help reduce inflammation in the digestive tract. It contains enzymes like amylase to break down starch and sugar, and others such as lipase that can help break down fats. It has salicylic acid in it, which is metabolized in the body to have like an aspirin-like compound. And together with lupiol, provides some pain-killing properties and can help heal the lining of the intestines. It can help remove dental plaque. This is interesting. I didn't know this one. There was a study done where the results showed that aloe vera mouth rinse is equally effective in reducing plaque as chlorhexidine compared to the placebo group for a period of 4 days. So you swish some aloe around in your mouth. It's kind of like a natural mouthwash, and then swallow it, and it can help heal intestinal lining or stomach lining, help decrease inflammation in the digestive tract. It can help with constipation. One of the ways it does this, it increases intestinal water and stimulates mucus secretion to kind of like help slime up the colon to make the feces move through it. It contains 12 anthraquinones, which are compounds known as laxatives, which is why it helps with constipation. Among these are aloin and Imodin, which act as analgesics, antibacterials, and antivirals. One thing you have to consider is you might have to consult a physician if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, because there has been some literature talking about this might be harmful if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. Aloe vera contains hormones called auxins and gibberellins that help with healing of wounds and have anti-inflammatory properties. Here's an interesting study. The study was titled Protective Effects of Aloe Vera Extract Against Bisphenol A Induced Testicular Toxicity in Rats. So the bisphenol A, you probably heard about, it's a xenoestrogen found in lots of plastics, and it's an endocrine disruptor and can cause problems in the body. Well, what this study found was that it accelerated the total antioxidant capacity and testicular tissue structure healing. So it protected against the bisphenol A endocrine disrupting effects via antioxidants, which also helped tissue structure healing. So that's another thing, that aloe vera has antioxidants in it. Now, aloe vera is actually a plant you can keep in your house. It's kind of like a desert-type plant, kind of looking like a mini cactus-type thing. And you can break off the one of the leaves and squeeze the juice on your skin for wound healing and burns and stuff like that. But you can also get it in pill form and in juice form to drink. Bad thing about that is it doesn't really taste that great. On the plus side, Youngevity does have an aloe vera product called Mackey Plus, which has aloe in it, and it also has a combination of other berry juices along with the aloe, and it makes it taste a lot better. And one of the other benefits of the Mackey Plus is because you get all these other juices in there, you're also getting the increased antioxidants from a combination of those other juices as well. So aloe vera is useful for burns, psoriasis, wounds, inflammation in the intestine, helps heal the intestinal lining, helps with stomach ulcers, helps with constipation, helps supply antioxidants. Pretty cool plant. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom from Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.